Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night!
Yes, indeed, like two flamingos in a fruit fight, there goes the Daverhood, complete with fighting fruit and flaglers and flags on this episode of Dave's Gone By, the 178th episode on this July 2nd, 2006. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to me, because this is pretty much the second time in 3 weeks I've gone away and come back with stories to tell you about where I've been and what I've done. So before we get to it, I want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, thank you to our wonderful sponsors of this program, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Long Island, Performing Arts Insider, the only theater magazine you will ever want or need, and MortgagesRock.com. It's not just if you want to get a mortgage, but you can help other people get funding to fix up their houses, to buy new houses, to pay college loans. It's MortgagesRock.com. Go to the website. It has all the information you need on how to become a mortgage broker. And it's not just a website. There's actual people behind it. You can call. You can visit their office. It's a whole big real thing, not just some little internet thing. MortgagesRock.com, because making money never sounded so good. And speaking of sounding good, here with me once again is my good friend. He's been with us since the 10 o'clock hour. We've been having these special two-hour extra-long shows. I'm thrilled, but technically our show starts at 11, but it's always nice to have that extra hour to goof around. And gosh, we were weirder this time than we've been ever before. Normally we're talking about issues and we're having some fun and playing some music, but this time we went a little far afield, didn't we, Jeff Goodman?
It was about pennies and burping.
Well, the penny part, okay. The penny part was pretty typical, but then you proved that you have this incredibly special talent,
offend every single... Well, both of our listeners.
Our demographic, which is basically, you know, your version
family.
Of my family, yeah. I mean, your family wasn't offended. They were just, like, angry and tired and cleaning up some accident they had. We should not call people. There's a reason I generally don't take phone calls on Dave's Gone By. This is it.
No, I think we should take phone calls at all times.
Well, we'll see. Actually,
I don't think there's anyone listening.
Anyway, you've had a good week?
I had a fair week.
You were working? You did some of your balloon stuff? Your
no, there weren't a lot of parties this week.
Oh, so what'd you do?
Not much.
Oh, okay. So you did have a very good week. And you're holding...
I can't remember. I kind of drove to the airport a lot.
Oh, yes. Jeff was kind enough. I guess that's a good segue, as any, to give us a lift to and back from LaGuardia Airport from when my wife, my aunt, and I... I'm sorry. He's doing something to a water bottle. First, he was, like, moving it back and forth on his lap.
I do enjoy the feel of an Aquafina bottle. I don't know why. It has these little ribs.
Jeff, you're so different today. What is with you? It's like first the burping, now the phallic stroking.
It wasn't. I'm just playing with my water.
Okay. Well, I hope your water doesn't break. That would be a first, wouldn't it? Anyway.
And David, your father approves of that and not my burping.
I don't know. I called him. He had the opportunity to go on the air for a couple. I only like being taken by surprise. He wants like time to prepare what he's going to say. Which kind of goes against the whole idea of impromptu radio. But, but he didn't like the burping thing. So there
you go.
And
neither did your wife.
My wife was not amused. She was in rather shock and horror. I'm just in awe. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think you should do one, just so our listeners...
I can't. I don't want anyone to tune in.
Oh, Dad probably turned off the radio already. When he gets pissed off enough, he'll just turn off the radio. So give us a good one.
Your wife is still a little...
Make believe it's an actual real one that you can't suppress.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't. Please.
I beg you. Please.
No, let's talk about Star Jones or something.
That's later in the program.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about Star Jones unless you give me one good burp.
No.
Please.
No.
Come on, you can do one. Do one, and then you don't have to do any others for the rest of the show. And on that note, we have business to do on this
and
show.
And I'm sorry, Dave's father and wife.
We apologize, but we thank Jeff.
And I'm truly sorry about that.
So we'll be back with Jeff Goodman and some talk about Florida right after these incredibly important messages.
Hey, baby. For a good time, don't call me. Read Dave Lefkowitz's book, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. It's got all these funny comedies in it, and they make you laugh, they make you think, they make you, ooh, Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World. 516-295-1511. Or email davesgoneby@aol.com. If you like Dave on the air, you'll love him between the covers.
Sir, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you photocopying your butt?
Yeah, isn't it cool? I want to send lots of copies.
Not in a public library.
I know, it's so expensive here. 25 cents a cheek.
No, I mean, why not go to Hewlett Minuteman Press?
Hewlett Minuteman Press?
1315 Broadway in Hewlett. They make copies, they can laminate it, print it in a booklet, put it on a mug.
My ass on a mug? Wow!
Call 516-569-5577. 516... Hey! Stop it! You can't copy that!
But what do I put on the other side of the mug?
You know, it just goes to show you about actors and stage fright and things like that. While we were in commercial, I gave the biggest, most wonderful, real burp. Because it was, you know, I'd been eating this Frosty that Jeff was kind enough to bring from Wendy's. And I had, like, a big old lunch and some snacks. So it was building in me. But every time in the last hour, I tried to get up that burp to match Jeff and do what he does so effortlessly. I was like, I literally had reflux. I almost
get it
puked.
Up, huh?
And yet, as soon as we go off the air into commercial, I was like, whoa! You heard it. You heard it, Jeff. It was fabulous.
I don't know. I have earphones on.
Oh, okay. You were listening to it. You heard it.
I hope you like the people at Minuteman Press and Hewlett like you.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Because you want people to put their ass on a mug.
I think it would be great. That would be an amazing looking mug, wouldn't it?
Well, no. You'd have to sip out of it.
That would be good for chocolate milk. Oh, anyway. Yes, we're already descending to depths even lower than we did an hour ago on Dave's Gone By. But let me tell you about my trip to Florida, okay, Jeff? And everybody out there who wants to hear about my exciting trip to Orlando.
First, you have to tell them when I was notified I had to pick you up to the airport.
You didn't have to do it. It was a favor.
Oh, that's true. No.
Which I appreciated.
But you asked me at about 2 in the morning to pick you up.
The night before.
At about 6 in the morning.
And I didn't really ask you. You kind of volunteered, which,
yes,
again, I
appreciate. No, it's fine.
So,
because I think, what was it, they wanted $70 to bring it to the airport?
60-plus
tip. That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, 3 people, which is crazy. Enough. And granted, it's LaGuardia, not JFK, but still. And we're not talking about a limo. We're not talking about some special car with those tinted windows.
A taxi.
A friggin' taxi to LaGuardia, which, how many miles is that, like 12?
Yeah.
Well, maybe a little.
No,
more.
From your house, it was very, very little.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was a little shocked by that, because I think JFK is usually 30 or 40.
It's basically getting onto the, the Van Wyck and going to the north?
I don't know.
You're at the very end of the Van Wyck, and then...
Yeah, so anyway, you were kind enough, but I didn't really... You had said, oh, wait, no, I bartered with this company, and they can help you, and I can get a limo.
Marilyn, for calling you so late.
So at 2 in the morning... He calls what we assume is a business number.
Marilyn, at AT Limo. We should give them a little plug.
Well, yeah, to make in recompense for
but
waking
don't call
up.
Them. Don't call them really late at night.
No, even if you have their number, which is ostensibly a business number, because it's her phone, it's on.
No, it's
and she'll be really
phone.
Pissed off.
No, she called me back later that evening, and she didn't realize it was for the next morning. Because I woke her up, I
Oh, okay. Well, either way.
So sorry, Marilyn, at AT Limo.
But Jeff was kind enough to bring us to the airport, which was very nice, to get us to LaGuardia.
And oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, because my brother-in-law actually spotted me at the 7-Eleven getting coffee, and he never talks to me. So
oh, that's right. You were going to pick us up at like 8:30 and didn't get there until you called me to let me know you'd be a little late.
Because my brother-in-law...
Stopped and talked to him at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Anyway, let me get on the plane already.
Okay.
So
after a lovely ride to the
airport. But I also have to explain how this trip came about, because We had just gone away. We had been in Canada for a week on a semi-business trip for the American Theatre Critics Association. Oh, Canada. It was a great trip. Stratford, Niagara, on the lake. Went to see lots of theater. Went to the falls.
Okay, we discussed that last week.
Discussed that 2 weeks ago, right. So, but the reason we're going is a year ago, and I also talked about this on the show, my wife, my aunt, and I had gone to Aruba. We just wanted a vacation. We thought it would be a really cool thing to all go together. And it actually was until we all sort of were at each other's throats on the last day. Because it was a great trip. It was a fabulous trip. But as we were trying to go home, American Airlines made that virtually impossible by putting us through this rigmarole of a... Wow. Jeff is making like special noises now, sloshing water in his mouth. Not as good as a burp, but let's listen. Oh, and you can't laugh while you're doing it. Then you'll choke. Do another one.
It was kind of drowning in Aruba.
Oh, no, we didn't see Natalie Holloway. That's actually something also I wanted to mention. It's just so typical. Like, 2 weeks after, we had booked the holiday in Aruba, and then 2 weeks before we go, Natalie Holloway goes missing. Now, we book this Canadian trip weeks in advance, and 2 weeks before, like, they round up all these terrorists in Toronto. So, like, you know, we have no luck.
What happened in Florida?
Nothing. Well,
my father and Trudy had an accident.
They were expecting hurricanes, yes, and your parents had that accident. I don't know. And you know, next year we're going to Vegas. I'm sure there'll be an earthquake there, like a week before. I mean, hopefully we won't be here. Oh, and we went to, my wife and I also went to, Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh.
And while we're on the plane, the hotel we're at, everybody is down in the basement ducking a tornado. Literally, I mean, we just missed that one by hours. And
so tell them why you went to Florida. You got a free trip because...
We all got, like, vouchers because we were so disgruntled on our trip to Aruba because we were there waiting at the airport 7 hours with all this misinformation. Finally, they tell us, well, there's mechanical problems with the plane. Finally, they admit to this. And waiting in the airport from, like, 3 in the afternoon until about 10 at night for them to say, okay, we're going to put you up at night because we don't have the people here to fix the plane and we can't bring in a new one. Okay. They put us up in a hotel for the night, little local one. Fine. And it's not like we have to get up. Some people did. Some people actually had to go to the hotel at, like, 11 at night and then get up at 5 in the morning to catch the first flight out. We were like, oh, no, put us on the same plane, same time tomorrow. We'll have a little bit of a day left in Aruba. It'll be fun, kind of. We had another lunch. And then we get back to the airport, and they haven't fixed the friggin' plane. Same plane. They haven't brought the person in there. And like, the pilot is telling people, I wouldn't fly it. It's probably working for NASA now. It's like, they're delaying, I'm going to fly that thing. Well, they did fly it. Again, like 5 hours later than it was supposed to take off the second day, so that we were more than 24 hours late. We missed Father's Day, you know, so I couldn't get to work for my father in person. Huh?
That's why your father's been.
Yeah, exactly. A year ago, we missed Father. We almost kind of missed it again. No, we missed my mother's birthday this time because we were on the plane. But so we wrote to American Airlines, livid, and they sent back, like, nice little vouchers and stuff. So that's what occasioned this trip to Orlando.
So David gets
Orlando.
A free trip anywhere in the continental United States.
No, it was actually a monetary thing. In other words, it wasn't a trip voucher. It was $250 to be
and
applied
to. David chose Florida.
Yeah, in the middle of summer. Is that genius or what? But we had some restrictions. We needed a direct nonstop. And we wanted something that would be less
Hawaii.
Than 250 round trip. Because we didn't want to pay more money, you know. And also, we've been to California. We wanted, you know, there were a lot of restrictions.
To Seattle.
Oh, I love Seattle. Seattle would have been cool, but it would have been a lot of walking, which my aunt can kind of do, depending on the weather. Florida, she has trouble walking because it's so damn hot, but at least, you know.
You could have gone to the great
we're
state
on the
of
beach,
Texas.
You know. Oh, God. We're going to Texas, knock wood, in a few months.
I hear New Mexico is nice.
Never been. Have you ever been?
Mm-mm.
No. Well, we chose Florida. Okay. We did. Or I chose Florida. And I found, because we found a spa. We, you know, a real, actual, honest-to-God thing with massages and hot rocks and facials and all these kind of weird things.
Did you get a mud bath?
No, I did not get it. Someone asked if I was going to get hydrotherapy, which I thought was like an enema. But no, it's apparently they spritz water at you and it makes you feel good. Have you heard of this?
No, but I was hoping you'd get a high colonic.
Or even a low colonic, but it's not quite the same. I did get
so what'd you do?
I did get kind of a butt rash while I was there. It was so damn hot.
What the hell were you rubbing your butt against?
It was like my taint, my butt, and the groin. Like there was one day I was literally walking. Taint. Taint your butt and it taint your nuts. And then sort of that in-between place.
Oh, you had bikini rash.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had. And boy, was that painful. I was like literally walking like a bow-legged guy. Everybody was laughing and in sympathy. Because I'd be walking through the airport on that
day. That's what they said, in sympathy.
Yeah, sympathy giggles.
It was hilarious.
Well, no, we're with you. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
Now, my stupidity, though, was not realizing that when I booked the spa, and then, to coincide with this trip to Florida, to Orlando, that the spa was actually 100 miles away from Orlando. And I should have gone from
Daytona.
You live
on Long Island. You live in a very heavily Jewish neighborhood, and you didn't know Florida. That's a sin.
And I've been to Key West, and we had been to Orlando last year. We went to Disney World. We had a conference, and my wife did in that area. So I should have known a little bit better. So we have to book.
They could have asked me. I know.
I realize now. So instead, we have to take this car, very nice driver named Pat, who's a male, who took us
maybe
from
that's my fan.
The airport. And he regaled us with stories about how he spent like 13 years recovering from cancer. He's still recovering from cancer. He's done about 4,000 skydives. Really cool stuff. And,
I was going to say, he was very nice.
Yeah.
Because you paid him $2,000 to drive
no,
you.
No. It was a little under 100 bucks, including everything. Tip included.
Round trip?
For three people, yeah.
Round trip?
Oh, I'm sorry, not round. One way.
And how'd you get back to the airport?
Same guy drove us. It wasn't his company. He was working for another company. And there weren't any other ways unless we rented a car. It was literally the spa had.
And who doesn't drive, Dave?
Me. Or my wife. And my aunt just didn't want to deal with renting a car. So. But you know what?
Once we were there,
we didn't need it. Once we were there, we were only there 3 days. Had we been there for a week, we would have gone to St. Augustine. We would have wanted to see a little more.
Daytona,
right. I wanted to see some spring. I wanted
Palm
to see
Beach.
Some boots. Some girls with MTV spring break kind of.
Well, you have to go there in
young
spring
hooker
break.
Types. Hmm?
You have to go there in February or March.
Not in June. Yeah, it was the off season. That's true. When we saw a lot of old people swimming. That's a lot of people with wrinkles in places you really don't want to.
And when you came off the plane, I was waiting for you. That plane was ugly people plane.
That's what you said. As we were
they were
off,
really ugly off the plane. I never saw so many ugly people come back from Florida.
Well, we were tired and also typical American Airlines. We were late.
By only several hours.
Yeah. Well, by about an hour and a half. They were blaming it on LaGuardia because of weather systems in New York. Which I do not understand. Like, explain this. I don't want to go too far off this thing, but this NASA thing,
mm-hmm.
where, okay, they've got certain mechanical problems with this space shuttle, but this doesn't bother them.
Well, they got to get the last shuttles going.
Right, they got to get so this mechanical thing apparently will not cost lives like the last one did, and it doesn't matter if a few things fall off. It's okay. If it gets up there and back, it's all right. They don't care. But if there's clouds in the sky in Florida, they've got to scrub the mission for that day. Now, doesn't a rocket go so far above the clouds and the weather that whatever the hell the weather is in Cape Canaveral
but
shouldn't matter?
You don't want the rocket to get hit by lightning now.
Well, I've been on planes that flew through lightning.
Well, American Airlines didn't want a chance to land.
So I don't know what's up
and,
with
and
that.
And it was only raining at LaGuardia. That was the weird thing.
Yeah, and you know, this ended up backing up things for hours, and it got to the point. You were, again, kind enough to pick us up at the end of the trip, but it was about 1 o'clock. Now, there was a curfew, I didn't realize this, in the summer at LaGuardia Airport, where they shut the airport down after midnight. In other words, they don't allow more flights in. So they extended that by 1 hour. Because of the weather and stuff. And here we were still circling, we're still trying to get to New York, and it's already about 1 a.m., and we're thinking, holy crap, they're going to divert us to either JFK or Newark, because we're not going to be allowed to go into the airport because of the curfew. But they allow us to land at like 1:10. So finally, we're off the plane by, you know, and customs by about 1:30 in the morning. A flight that should have been in about 10:30. Anyway, getting back to Pat, the driver, I kind of like to tell about my actual trip to Florida and not just the time in the beginning and at the end when you picked us up, Jeff, if that's all right with you.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
I'll be quiet.
No, it's cool, but I've got stuff to tell. Like...
Well, I'm listening.
We're on our way, and he's driving us. We've been to Florida, but not this part. So what's the one thing that makes you feel excited and welcoming to Florida?
Disney World.
When the guy who's driving you warns you about all the alligators and that they're becoming less afraid of people and much more prevalent, and that pretty much any body of water that you pass larger than a puddle will probably have an alligator in it. And he told the story about this woman who was just sort of jogging along and, you know, by this little pond, and an alligator came out, and they moved quick.
Ate her.
Grabbed her by the legs.
No.
Pulled her into the, and ate her.
No, that's a lie.
The alligator more.
Wait, did you hear about that on the news?
No,
that would have hit the news.
No.
I think Pat's a liar. Liar, pants on fire, Pat.
Because he also told us about this, and then I saw it on AOL News, that about the guy with a house full of rats. Did you hear about this?
Rat house?
The guy had a couple of pet rats,
yeah.
And he let them breed,
yeah.
And breed, and breed, and breed, and he ended up having 1,300 rats in his house.
That's a lot of rat chow.
And worst of all, I mean, there were ones that were so packed together, they were missing eyes and limbs. I mean, all incestuous and tearing at each other.
Michael Jackson when he needed him to sing a song.
Was it Ben or Willard that he did the song? Oh, it was Ben.
Ben.
So, and they showed pictures of, could you stop banging the bottle on the table? We hear that.
I'm really enjoying my Aquafina.
You are. Just don't make a mess. So, but they showed pictures, and it's just all rat feces and rat food all over, everywhere. So he was telling us about rats and alligators. We're like, oh, great, this is going to be a hell of a trip. So we get to the spa. It's called the White Orchid Resort and Spa. And it's on Flagler Beach, which is an area that is a beach, but is kind of, it's a, like a depressed version of Long Beach, who's, like, before they started building it up. If you went, like, two blocks away from where the nice houses and condos are in Long Beach, and you went where kind of, sort of poor, but white trashy kind of poor are.
So you went to a depressed spa?
Well, the spa was kind of nice, but the area, you know, I go to this place, I figure, okay, Flagler Beach, near Daytona, you know, flying from Orlando, and a spa. I'm thinking this is going to be kind of ritzy-tomy area. But no, it's the exact opposite. They've kept it, for various reasons, kind of seedy-looking parts of it. If you go a couple of blocks in towards Flagler Avenue, the houses are pretty darn nice. But if you stay towards A1A, which is facing the beach, which is the prime property, every other property is on sale. And pretty much every third property is run down or a vacant lot. And it's either it's because people are waiting for their price, or there's one developer who thinks that still it hasn't peaked, and he's waiting to still sell, and get, you know, his big price. And there's also zoning things where they can't have all these big, tall hotels and condos along the beach, which is kind of nice. So you do still get a feeling of it isn't commercially developed like the
and
Hawaiian
you
coast.
You learned this in a three-day stay?
Well, yeah, we went for a bike ride. We walked. There wasn't that much to do.
I thought you were being pampered at the spa.
Occasionally, I had a massage.
You know, I thought it was David at the spa. Oh, David at the spa.
I didn't get a facial because I'm not gay. But
you know, it's pretty gay to have a facial.
Oh, that no.
Did you get the hot rock thing?
What,
did a lady walk on your back?
Didn't walk on my back, but I had a nice Jewish masseuse. There's this woman who was from, I think, also from our
she
area.
She was a Jewish masseuse, and she go, oi, 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 are you tight?
She should put hot matzo balls on it. No, she was very nice, and we had fun, but everybody has kind of this creepy humor over there. We're talking, she's got the thing over my, towel over my eyes, because there's a light above, so you're supposed to be relaxed, so you don't have to look in the light. And she's rubbing, and she's doing the things, and she starts saying, you know what would be really cool? Because she had done some writing before. A horror movie set in a spa, because it's so antiseptic, And it's such a perfect modern place for a horror film of, like, people having these facials where they put a chemical on, and then the next morning they wake up and their face peels off. And I'm sitting there trying to relax. This one is like, think of all these horrendous things that can happen to people and kill them in spas.
And then she asked for a nice big tip.
Yeah, well, I gave her a decent tip. She was very nice, and she was very good. And I didn't get a happy ending.
Did you feel really relaxed?
Yeah, I did.
Did you feel like a whole different person when you came back?
No. And the weird part, and this has happened for me before, the one or two times I've had massages, is I wake up the next morning, I still have the ache. My shoulder's still a little, it does nothing. It just makes you feel good while you're doing it, and it has no long-term effect on me at all. But...
And I hear you also had a little reflexology.
Feet and hands, same thing.
I know, the feet and the hands are great. Oh, I used to get that all the time in Thailand. It was my favorite thing to do.
But did it help you or just feel good while he was doing it?
Oh, it helps me. I every time I go there, the first foot massage and hand massage that I get, my feet feel so clean. They never feel so clean. It's like...
Well, because you never wash your feet. It's gross.
I wait for other people
Charlie
to do
gross
it.
That's a joke here. See, for me, it's the same. Although she said, this is kind of weird, she was pressing on a place on my hand, like between the index finger and the thumb, and was like giving me serious pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, stop that. And she's one of those masseuses who isn't into painful kind of massage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, look, if it's going to hurt, but it's going to be good for me, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, no. It's not a pain gain thing. If it's hurting, I'm not going to do it. But she said, oh, the reason your hand hurts here is you've got a terrible bunion on your right foot, and they're connected. So I don't get that whole meridian thing of how this and that and...
Do you
whatever.
Have a terrible bunion on your right foot?
Oh, crap, yeah. Here, take a look.
Ew! Oh, that's disgusting.
I think that deserves a burp.
No.
Come on. One more.
No, I've totally alienated my fan base.
You burped in the first half hour. We're moving into the second half hour. I think it deserves
the
a burp.
The first was a full hour, by the way.
Well, no, the first one of the 11 o'clock hour.
No, I only burped once because you forced me.
I begged you. I didn't force you, I begged you.
Okay, but I'm not... No, begging won't help you now.
Oh... Well, all right.
Look.
That was mine. I just did that. And it was real. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, the Orchid was a nice place. And it was mellow. It's a small place, like 10 rooms. A little gift shop downstairs with, like, drawings of manatees and things, which I love. Then they provided a homemade breakfast, homemade breads. So I came out 3 pounds heavier from this vacation than I was. Like, 3-day vacation. And I was 3 pounds over, like, weight, and I'm already a little overweight.
We give you 3 days. And when those three days
are up, this will be on your body. This will be on your body. You'll jiggle like this. Get around the roof truck then. So it was cool. And I did learn something about television because I have a crappy cable system at home. And we pay the least that we possibly can for our cable TV. And we get about 23 channels in all, 4 of them Spanish. So we go to this place, and they have... quote-unquote, great cable, 6 HBO channels, 1,300, not all used. I think out of the 1,300 available channels...
They bought the box on eBay.
They do about 900, okay? They've got the schmear. Maybe they got on eBay. Maybe it's a real cable system of theirs, an I.O., their version of I.O.
It sounds like satellite.
There is still... No, this was, I think, a cable thing. There is still nothing to watch. There was one channel that showed 24 hours of MASH... Another channel was showing SpongeBob. Well, it was cool. Every time I wanted to watch SpongeBob SquarePants, I could. That was nice.
That's excellent.
They were showing Father of the Bride 2 every other goddamn minute on 3 different channels.
Martin Short appreciates that.
I think my wife is calling in to weigh in on this. Actually, let's go to a commercial, and I'll take the call.
Ooh.
What's playing on Broadway? I'll tell you what's playing on Broadway, and I'll do it by checking Performing Arts Insider. Off-Broadway, off-off-Broadway, off-off-off-Broadway. You keep adding offs, they'll keep adding listings. Who's in the cast? What's it about? Why is it special? Performing Arts Insider is Broadway the best way. 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Or see PerformingArtsInsider.com. False alarm. No, it wasn't anyone who wanted to talk to us. It's the gospel people who are going to be a few minutes late. So we'll run a few minutes over. Yay! Hallelujah!
Glory
to the Lord.
The gospel according to Dave.
That's it. Hey, I believe in me a lot more than I would ever believe in someone like Jesus, that's for sure. Or even Moses. Or who else?
I'm not getting involved. I want to go to heaven.
Then, you know what will get you into heaven? If you lighten the load of your body by burping.
No.
Come on.
Nope.
Come on.
Intelligent banking is not going to help you this half hour.
What will?
Nothing.
I can't afford to pay you money, so what can I...
No.
Oh.
Nothing.
All right, then you'll have to hear more about my trip to Florida.
I'm dying to hear this.
On this episode,
I want to hear about Ann Esther. What did Ann Esther get?
Oh, she got a massage and facial.
Did
the reflex. No one did any of the weird stuff.
Why?
The rocks. The cool thing is, they had in the waiting room, this display on a table of these gentle, kind of polished, smooth stones. And it's this dumb kind of spa thing where you pick up the stone and underneath it has a word of the day, like, you pick up one rock and it says success. Esther picks up another rock and it says breathe. I pick up my rock and it says put me down, asshole. Well, see, we found that very, very funny. But, well, it was funny while we were there.
That really was under a rock?
No, it wasn't. I was just goofing. See, it's funny what's funny when it happens, and then you tell the story.
The location
joke. Like, yeah, totally. Anyway, although that was true about the rocks, but we didn't get any rock therapy or any of that.
What did your rock say?
I didn't even really look at it. I was just waiting to tell the joke. It was like I didn't even care what it said. The point was to pick up the rock and make the joke, whatever the rock said. Although I'm the type who has gotten for real some really bad fortune cookies. For real, I had a fortune cookie once that read, "You will hurt your foot."
And then the bunion came.
Exactly. And then years later, I was in California and hurt my foot. Which
you took down that 6-year-old fortune cookie.
Well, what happened was apparently I angered one of the cook. I heard later on that I think I was nasty to one of the waiters. So it was a hand-typed fortune that they stuffed in the cookie. So when I opened it at the end, that's what it had instead of, something nice.
Yeah, because the Chinese waiter, it could only write, "You will hurt your foot." That was the biggest thing he could say.
He spelled it right. He didn't spell it F-U-T-E, which I was expecting.
Befute.
Anyway, what else do I want to...
Tell us about the plane ride home.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll talk about restaurants. You like food. I'm a foodie. I do want to talk about the restaurants and what I ate there. The thing about the restaurants, like most of the places along A1A and along the different avenues...
They're all seafood. You see food, you eat it.
A couple specialize in them, but they're all kind of crappy looking from the outside. Again, they haven't really developed... Every single thing you look at looks like...
Did you get to eat in a trailer park?
There. Sorry?
Did you get to eat in a trailer park?
No, but we saw a few, down the road a piece.
Interesting.
Yeah, but no hurricanes coming through and whipping them off. So, the fanciest... You're losing me, Jeff. That was me. That was my second burp. See, I'm doing them now.
Your wife is going to be so proud.
Oh, yeah, and my dad. So, anyway...
That was a Wizard of Oz thing. That's when the witches...
Oh, I didn't recognize the music. I'm not an Oz or Garland person.
Oh,
I know. Anyway, the fanciest restaurant in town is called Blue. It's connected, of all things, to a motor inn. That should tell you something about a neighborhood. When the most shishi restaurant is connected to a motor lodge that has, over its doorway, a sign reading, "Jesus Loves You." So I was like, oh, this is good. And you walk into this motor, it's the entrance to both the restaurant and the motor inn, and there's a whole pictorial wall of this kid with dwarfism, and like a letter from his, they frame the letter from his teacher saying that he's a problem child and he makes too much trouble in class, and there's a little note next to it that says, "This is why, how the worst teachers can ruin children." I'm like, oh, I would really like to stay in this hotel. Thank God I wasn't. But the restaurant was nice. It was called Blue. And
we were staying at the Bates Motel down the street.
No, we were staying in the lovely White Orchid Spa and Resort. Hopefully, I told them to listen, so I forgot their names, but if you are, hi, and thanks for a very nice
Pete
day.
Pete and Carol?
Yeah. Okay, we can call them that.
And Mrs. Schwartz, who does the
It was Rochelle. Rochelle, who did my Jewish massages.
Like Rochelle Rochelle.
Like Rochelle from Seinfeld, right? Yes. Okay, so...
Tell us about dinner at Blue.
Blue was nice. Blue was good for... People say it's a little pricey for the area, but pricey for, like, New York or what I had experienced in Canada when we were in Stratford.
And it was only $12.95 U.S.
No, it was more like $20 to $23.95 U.S. But that's for a decent restaurant, depending on the night. We all, my wife, my aunt, and we have really good food there. I think my aunt at one point had a soy marinated steak, soy sauce marinated steak. That was quite nice. A little salty, but good. And we had good desserts there. But my favorite...
It's a lot of sodium, Esther.
I know. And we had ice cream things and very nice things.
Lovely.
My favorite restaurant was called Fisherman's Net. And there's a couple of fish places, obviously. They're right across the beach. But we were warned against one or two of them. And this one we went to. It was so good. We went there for dinner. Came back for their lunch special the next day. Had my aunt had this incredible pecan-crusted... What was it? It was sea bass. Superbly done. I mean, as good as you'll get in pretty much any restaurant. And I wanted to try something a little more far afield, because I like to do that. I like to try the local stuff. So I had alligator tail for the first time in my life. See, I told you there would be interesting parts of this story.
So you're doing your bit to control the alligator population.
There you go.
You're going to eat one.
Or eat part of one. Fried in a honey mustard dipping sauce. So if you fry something and put it in a honey mustard dipping sauce, pretty much it's going to taste good. It doesn't really matter. You could, you know, my dog, you know, poops about four times a day. Both of them do. If you took that and you deep fried it with breading and you put it in a really strong honey mustard sauce, it would taste okay. I guarantee you.
But why don't you test that? Tell me how it is next week.
I'll think about it.
Get out your fry daddy.
But I did at one point peel open off the breading so I could actually taste the meat. And it is pretty good. It's like that cross between chicken and frog's legs taste. It was very nice. And it's gator. The only time I've ever had gator before was gator sausage on a boat somewhere.
And then when you puree it, do you get Gatorade?
Bum, bum, shh. No, that's when you sleep with a gay gator. You get gator AIDS. So there you go. Whoa, that sank like a lead fancy-schmancy balloon, didn't it? And what else? I wanted to try. They have a fish there called snook that I never heard of.
It's sanook.
Oh, is it really?
No, that's a Thai word for hugging, snook.
Oh, no, this is a snook fish, which I didn't try because I had the wahoo instead. And that was pretty good. It was a nice, flaky, sort of flatter kind of sole-like fish. But they did it so well there.
It was well a
sole. They use a sole fish. So that's, I recommend both those restaurants, but there was something about Fisherman's Net, and the prices were very good. I just like that place.
You came on down.
If I lived in Flagler Beach, I'd eat there once or twice a week without fail.
The price was right, so you came on down.
Bum, bum, shh. I get it. I get the... But I'm not going to acknowledge them until you start burping again.
I'm not burping for the show.
Oh, please.
No.
And let me just talk a little bit about the beach, because I want to get through this and then get to
Did you go on the
Jones'
beach,
next segment. Did we go to the beach? The beach was across the street. You look, here's Highway A1A, which after one rainstorm... This is to show you about the infrastructure of the town. They had half blocked off because after the rain, any really heavy cars would crumble the highway. So there's water everywhere, and they're just like diverting all the cars around. Well, we were walking, and actually I had taken a bike out on that last day and was trying to bike around, and I went down a side street. And there were all these cars coming down this side street, and I was like, what the hell? They were all diverted from the main road, which they were afraid would collapse. So... So Flagler might need a few million dollars of restoration, you know.
Then FEMA.
Now, the one thing that intrigued me along the beach.
Do tell.
Sea oats. And I wouldn't be intrigued by this at all. They're like these little shafts of wheat. Except there's a big old sign on the beach that says, do not pick the sea oats. Now, it would never occur to me to pick sea oats.
But all of a sudden you want to pick
them.
They're
not pretty. They're not like wildflowers. They're weeds. They look like big old weedy weeds.
Are those the weeds that we have in Long Island or that we used to have in Long Island?
I believe,
are they like those tickle? We used to call them tickle weeds.
I think that's her penis, Jeff.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry.
I'm here to prove to your wife and your father it's not me, it's
okay,
you.
Yeah. But, no, the reason that you're not allowed to pick them, and I guess not on Long Island either, or if they did pick them on Long Island, that's why we have so much soil erosion.
Well, they landfilled it.
It keeps the roots are so long and deep, like, that it holds back, in other words, it creates a natural barrier.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you pick the sea oats, it tends to erode and bring the sand back and brings the water up. Which they definitely have to worry about over there. Because after Hurricane Hugo.
Yeah.
And what really struck me as funny, and this always makes me laugh in towns like this. I mean, okay, most of the town is either right along the water or four blocks back from it is the depth of it. And yet in 1985, 200 houses were burned down in a fire. How bloody hard is it to get water from an ocean? You're looking at an ocean. How can you let 200 houses burn down in a fire? I do not understand that.
Arson.
Okay. I guess Mr. Flagler or Mr. Moore or whoever owns all the properties there now. I'm telling you, there were some houses there. I look at them. I could sell my house on the island.
So tell us about getting on the plane and going home so we can talk about Star Jones.
All right. Well, let's see. Was there anything else I had to say? Oh, there's geckos everywhere and pelicans flying. Quite beautiful. We saw a dead snake in the road. Which may have been poisonous, may not have. I didn't touch it. I didn't really want to.
Well, good for you, David.
And I think it was an armadillo, too. Crushed. So it looked like a crushed armadillo. All right. So coming home.
If you deep fried it, it would taste good.
You know, I would have tried it. Maybe not that particular roadkill dillo. It's a roadkillo, as you would call it.
It was a killo dillo.
So we end up wanting to go home, and we hear there's weather in New York, so we're. Literally,
there's always weather
on the plane, on the ground, on the runway, still in back to Orlando.
After a 16-hour drive with Bob.
Oh, it was just an hour and a half. And a very pleasant hour and a half, by the way, to Pat.
With Pat.
I mean, there isn't that much to tell about the flight, just the fact that we were the irony of having more trouble with American Airlines and only being there to begin with because of trouble with American Airlines a year ago. So we thought, how can this possibly...
I think you should write again and give another... Now they'll give you $100.
Maybe they'll give us like 50 or 100. Because again, we missed, my mother's birthday is not quite Father's Day. I don't think the company would take that
it's
into consideration.
It's your mother's birthday.
Yeah, but it isn't like a national... It ought to be.
Yeah.
You know, Mom's cool enough to have a national holiday for her.
And you made me wait.
Yeah, that's right. Because you ended up circling LaGuardia for like, what, 2 hours?
No, but... Not that long, because I actually...
Because you were checking the computer.
I checked the website.
Well, check, by the way, speaking of websites, to find out more about Dave's Gone By and my other older programs, go to davesgoneby.org. Remember that. C-A-V as in Victor, E-S, goneby.org.
There goes the Daverhood.
And this place you can also buy older episodes of the show. We have more than 170 of them. And
about 177 older shows.
You remembered, yeah. Exactly right.
I know.
Not all of them are on CD, but most of them are. And you can buy them, and they're I think they're
$11. What was your first show about?
It was about 57 minutes long. I remember I reviewed a biography of Neil Young. I'd have to go and listen to it again. I listened to it not that far back. But and I did a News Gone By segment, and I think I did a tribute to Shubby Taylor. So it was a very chock full show, unlike this one.
We're talking about your Florida trip.
Yes.
Let's talk about Star Jones.
Okay, but first, business to conduct.
Ooh.
Dave's Gone By. These are the Daves, my friend, the perfect radio blend of comedy, talk, radio, and more. Yes, these are the Daves. More than 80 episodes of Dave's Gone By on compact disc for your listening pleasure. Long drive home? Pop in a Dave. In the mood for a funny sketch? Pop in a Dave. All CDs come in jewel cases with full packaging, just $12, new low price. Same free shipping and handling. Add another dollar, and I'll autograph the cover. Don't know which episode? Visit davesgoneby.org or email davesgoneby@aol.com and ask for the CD list. These are the Daves, my friend. Makes a great gift to send. Give them a try if you love Dave's Gone By.
My son,
Star, Fallen Star. That's Matt Arrow's song there, written long before the big hoo-ha, brouhaha, but actually
over
missed
big,
most of, over...
Big Fired Star.
Big Fired Star Jones on The View.
She's a lawyer, you know.
So Jeff, fill in, I'm sure everybody's heard the actual event, but tell.
Well, Star Jones was on The View, and Meredith Thayer, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, there we go.
Star Jones was on The View, and... all of a sudden, one day, everyone's been speculating that she's leaving and because she doesn't like Rosie O'Donnell, and she just came out and made this big announcement that she felt like she'd been fired because they told her they weren't renewing her contract, which, by the way, star means you're fired. Ask Mr. Trump about that. But what happened is now, as Barbara Walters put it the next day, that they basically told Star they weren't renewing the contract, they were going a different way, meaning better entertainment, and they weren't going to renew a contract, but they were all going to just go along with it, and hopefully she'd get another job, and she was going to, you know, say, oh, I'm going to do other things, and no one was going to say anything about her getting fired, because it was just going to look seem nicer. So, instead, when Star told the truth about this, that little vicious... Barbara Walters said... you're fired. And Star is gone now. The next day she writes off. What was really funny, though, I can't believe I've been watching The View just to watch the Star Jones thing, but the next day she was gone, and there were only three people, and the day after that she was replaced by another black woman from a soap opera, and then on Friday they reran something.
That's the first one I saw.
Did you see that one? It said previously recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Big, bold thing. It was like... they never put up for like even 30 seconds. It was on for like 20 minutes.
Well, also because you saw Barbara Walters sitting next to Star Jones.
Oh, didn't you see the
Star was looking daggers at Barbara.
Oh, yeah.
And she had this moment where she says, oh, you know, something about bosses. I think they were talking about
the
Devil
Wears
Prada. And Star Jones says, oh, no mistake, you the boss, Barbara.
You're
the boss here.
Oh, yeah.
And you knew at that point... that things were already getting nasty.
Yeah. Oh, man. Couldn't you tell in their eyes? It was unbelievable.
Yeah. And you know, Joy Behar was trying to giggle.
The other two people were like, ooh. And that Elizabeth, whatever.
Hasselbeck, yeah.
She was like staying all the way. I'm at the other end of the table. Don't even talk to me.
Wow. But the other thing, I mean, let's also, nobody's brought up the fact that it's been in the tabloids for weeks now that Star Jones has been shopping around for something else to do. Because she kind of had to, because she wasn't going to be asked back, you know, with the whole Meredith affair.
But
so
as
it's not as if it was a surprise that she wasn't fired. Yeah.
But what happened is, from what I've been reading and hearing, is that really Barbara Walters stuck up for her and told ABC, please let her leave, like, let it be a nice way to leave. And that Star agreed with this to let it be a nice way, not just say, okay, I'm not coming back because they're not renewing my contract. Because, as you know, once you're unemployed, it's very hard to find a job. There's no better time to find a job than when you're already employed. So she could have shopped around and say, I'm looking for something better than The View. And then she came, obviously, she couldn't get anything. And she came out, and I really do believe that Barbara Walters was fighting for her. But I think that... probably behind the scenes, because Star Jones has a little bit of an ego.
No.
and had a very big wedding.
But was Barbara fighting for her back in April?
That's what they say, yeah.
Wow.
They said, well, not that she fought against the firing, but to do it kindly. You know, which I think they should have done. And which, you know, if she's been on your show for 9 years, she does deserve
it. I mean, Meredith Vieira gets this week-long send-off. Yeah,
well, they were planning
Lisa
a tribute.
Probably got one.
They said they were planning a tribute to her.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
I know, but...
well, there goes that show.
But you know what? I have to wonder. If you're... I mean, as nice as it is to have a tribute, if she knows in her heart, and everybody she knows in her heart,
know.
That
she
was fired, how could you sit through that tribute without having gritted teeth and
be just
grateful
do
and gracious?
Sometimes you do things because it's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? It was just the right thing to do, and go out being a class act, not yelling on Larry King and giving People magazine interviews, because no matter what Barbara Walters said the next day, it was very nice but concise, and she was tough but nice, And she didn't say anything. She didn't call her a bitch or anything.
Well, no.
But I mean, really.
But it's also kind of easy to take the high road the day after, and when the other person isn't in the room, and just make yourself look like, oh, I'm above all
well,
this, and I'll be
you,
nice
about
it.
But the whole thing is, Star Jones did not tell them they were that she was going to do this. So she took everyone by surprise and took this platform.
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't surprise news.
It wasn't surprise news, but it was a surprise that they did that. That, you know, can you imagine if you've made suppose you and I have an agreement on something, and then all of a sudden I say, oh, okay, I'm going to keep this hush-hush, I'm not going to say anything, and then I just get a little pissed off at you, and I say everything on the air live, and then you're mortified. You're going, why did I even try to be nice to this person?
Yeah, although I think it would make better television if they kept her on and asked her back,
can you imagine?
And she finally tell the truth about everything, about her, I mean, why the network would get upset that she wanted to keep her surgery hush-hush.
Wasn't from network. That was the whole thing with Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell had come out in the past and said, look, no one loses that much weight that fast. The network was not happy, by the way. The thing that started was they were not happy about the wedding.
Right.
Because she got all this freebies and she used a celebrity to have this gigantic
she
wedding to a gay man.
Did I say that?
But, But so Mr. Reynolds and her got married for free, basically. You know, it was all comps, and they didn't like that. You know, you don't want to glom. It's like...
Well, you do want to glom, but you don't want to be so obvious about it. I know. It was tacky. It was... And especially, I mean, we're talking when you glom for a wedding, we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars and stuff.
You're not talking
not like
thousands.
You know?
You're talking close to... Her wedding was a couple million dollar wedding.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. Well, when you marry a gay man, you have to uphold the image. So do you think the view will recoup without... But I mean, it's going to miss Meredith a lot more than her. Meredith was the ballast. She was really, you know...
Well, I think now Barbara... Remember, Barbara Walters, when she started, was doing a million other things. Now she's devoting her time to this. And I think with Rosie O'Donnell coming in, I think the person who's going to have the problem is Joy Behar, because they'll be fighting for attention on the comedy side.
But Joy has always been funnier than Rosie O'Donnell.
But people do love Rosie.
Well, we'll see. They loved Rosie when she was closeted homemaker Rosie. Will they love her, assumedly, if she's out? Or maybe she'll just be out like Ellen is out. Where, you know, don't ask, don't tell, but we know.
No, it's not a don't ask, don't tell. I disagree. I think it's a non-issue. You know, just because she's a lesbian, do you have to enter every show going, oh, by the way, I'm a lesbian and I think it's...
Every show that they talk about gay marriage, every show where they talk about gay issues, absolutely.
And she will.
Because it's not the kind of talk show or variety show where you don't talk about issues and where it can be completely avoided.
Well, then, you know, but you have that, and it's good. There's another point of view there.
So if you had to recommend a fourth or a new viewer, besides Maria Cantone, it has to be a woman, a real woman, who would be, you know, can you think of anybody who would...
Well, I think you're going to have to pick a black woman.
It has to be a black woman, right?
You know,
Isabel Sanford's dead, so let's see, Ruby Dee's too old.
Well, you're going for the older women.
Well, yeah, it should be. I mean, we also need
some of
that.
It should be like...
We don't need another young... you know, hush puppy like Hasselbeck. It's an interesting guy. She doesn't have to be black. Be Cuban.
I think maybe once little Kim comes out of jail. What do you think?
You know, well, she'd have to watch her wardrobe. You couldn't have a wardrobe malfunction on The View. That would not be good.
That wasn't little kid Kim. That was Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, well, but little Kim also shows her, you know, constantly showed her before Janet.
She
had, like, butterflies on her boobies, and that was, like, everywhere. You saw that. You know, it was a paparazzi photo.
Oh, okay.
In public. Anyway, we have some more public stuff to do, so let's close up this Dave Goes Off and Jeff Goes Off segment on Star Jones with a little Bob Dylan, shall we?
Bye, Star.
Well, you walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?
Star
Jones.
Do you know how easy and inexpensive it is to advertise on Dave's Gone By? You don't? Well, hey, it's even easier to find out. You can run a 30 or 60 second ad or sponsor a show segment or the whole show. Just go to davesgoneby.org to see the rates or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Bring your message to my audience. Advertise on Dave's Gone By.
So, you don't have satellite radio, you don't have an iPod or 100 music channels on your cable? Doesn't matter! Live365.com has dozens of radio stations in all sorts of formats absolutely free. And one station, DFSX Radio, plays vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By every Thursday night at 8 and 11 Eastern. I've even put their link on davesgoneby.org, so just click to hear music and talk and me free on DFSX.
Yes, and we're back, and back for another minute or two, and maybe a little bit longer. We'll go a little overtime on Dave's Gone By tonight.
Yay, overtime. Yeah, that's overtime pay for me, isn't it?
The American thing to do. Well, yeah, but you're sort of like a foreign immigrant worker to this show, so I only have to pay you like $2.50 Canadian.
Right. So this is like time and a half for me.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, you know what? We were officially Monday morning, so that's just regular time.
What's next week already?
It's 12 o'clock. So now we've gone out of Sunday.
It's 12 midnight.
So it's now officially, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to July 3rd.
Whee!
Yeah, so hopefully you don't have to work today, but even if you do, remember you got tomorrow to look forward to. And hey, let me say some nice things about some nice people, like Jeff Goodman, my guest tonight, both at the 10 o'clock hour and on the 11 o'clock Dave's Gone
Bright. Come on, say something nice.
Well, you're a nice guy, and you're a lot of fun, and you do these great burps. Can you please give us one more burp?
No.
And come on, you didn't do one
last
hour.
No, your wife and your father will get mad at me.
Well, first of all, Dad's asleep now. And
how do you know? Call him up just to make sure.
No, I'm not going to. Because I'll wake Mom up, and that would not be nice. So come on, one burp for the new day. You did one burp on July 2nd.
No. Nope.
Make this a bicentennial plus 24 years burp.
No. This is a burpless day.
Oh, happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Thank you also to my wonderful wife, Joyce, for calling in the last hour and for being such a great and terrific person. Thank you to our sponsors, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the Copy Kings of Broadway, MortgagesRock.com, where you can go to find out not just how to get a mortgage, but how to give other people mortgages, Performing Arts Insider, Theater Magazine, reminding everybody...
And Charlie Gross.
And our good friend Charles Gross, saying hi to him, too.
In Tenafly.
We've got to tell people a couple of things. First of all, catch a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By every Saturday night at 11 on DFSX Radio. You can find out all about that on the web at davesgoneby.org. Also, please catch my very special two-hour appearance on Monday night, July 10th. That's a week from now. On the Monday, on WUSB-FM, I'm going to be part of their Blues Marathon, playing 2 hours of what I consider to be my kinds of blues. That's July 10th, Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on WUSB. That's also on Long Island, and you can listen on the web at WUSB-FM. And I'll tell you a lot more about that next week. Okay, I've got to wrap this up, so wishing everybody a very happy July 4th, Independence Day. I'm going to go out with a very apt song, since I was just in Florida and on the beach, and also for
And Dave's going away next
holiday.
Week, too.
No, I'm around. I'm sticking around. So... It's a song by the Beach Boys that remained unreleased until their 1993 Good Vibrations compilation called The 4th of July. So enjoy your July 4th. I'll be back July 9th at 11 for the 179th episode of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz.
And Jeff Goodman.
Good night. Go forth and gone by.
Born of the age, flat hopes, censored rage.
glad bus, bus for singing.